The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Welcome in today. This is the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Joe Galewski, and thank you for being with us today to reach Dr. Mike today on the phone, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com is the webpage. Our guest, 34 past the hour, this is a great guest for Final Four weekend. The differences between a winning and losing performance, the science of winning and losing. So that'll be a 34 past the hour, and Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week will be coming up before the top of the hour. Some of the top medical stories we'll talk about, ADHD is being diagnosed more and more. Extreme sports and somebody 40 and over, is that a smart thing to do? Brain mapping, endorsement for Phish. Phish gets a new endorsement. And is there a connection between meditation and test scores? Some of the top medical stories of the week. Hello, Dr. Mike. We have a guest to start the show today, right?
We do. And I'm glad you're here as well, Joe, because it always makes it more fun. Bridget is in the background, and she gave up her mic temporarily to Dr. Adam Bernstein. Adam is a epidemiologist as well as an internist, but he's made a career of looking at, or started a career anyway, of looking at the effects of meat. And so since there's a important study coming out tomorrow about meat that we'll tell you about next week, in fact, we will post the blog on Monday about it, I thought we should get Adam here and say, what are the effects of meat eating and how often do you have to eat meat to have increased stroke or increased diabetes or increased heart disease, which are all things I've learned are associated with meat eating. Is that right, Adam?
That is right, yes.
So how often do I have to eat it?
Well, thank you for inviting me to join you today. Now, the answer is not entirely clear in terms of how often you need to eat it to see these effects. What I can tell you is that there's been a host of different studies recently that have all seemed to find very consistent results when we look at red meat. And when we look at red meat, we see that it increases the risk of obesity, diabetes, hypertension, heart failure, coronary artery disease, stroke, and premature death.
So eating meat, we were always said avoid red meat, and red meat includes obviously pork, but it's anything that comes from a four-legged animal is red meat. And eating red meat, that includes, you know, all those salamis and bolognese and hamburgers, etc., increases your risk. Does it increase? How much does it increase? In what period of time? So let's just do stroke, since that was one of the things you brought up, or diabetes.
Right. So the risks that we've seen in now the research that I've done has looked at the nurses health study, the health professional study, these large cohorts of adults who have been followed for 20 or 30 years now, and we're looking at hundreds of thousands of adults in these studies. And generally what we're seeing is that the risk of diabetes or the risk of stroke increases about 20% for every serving per day of red meat. And it seems to be slightly higher for processed meats, the ones that you identified, such as sausages or bacon or bologna, salami.
So 20%. So if I ate red meat five times a week, it would double my risk.
It would... The numbers are hard to say, but yes, it would certainly increase your risk substantially. And what we do find is that there is certainly what appears to be a dose-response relationship. So that means that you start to see an increased risk even with the smallest amounts, and that risk continues to climb the more that you eat. So in our populations, we see that people who eat red meat the least, and this is about once a month or never, seem to have the lowest risk, but then anything greater than that in a dose-response fashion seems to increase your risk.
So increase your risk, but increase it substantially.
Correct. And again, it, what's what I should say the substantial risk. Now, there was a meta-analysis done on diabetes.
Meta-analysis means they take all of the other studies that are published and look at them together.
Correct.
And because we got a real lay audience, this is not a doc audience.
Yep. So what I was referring to was I helped lead a study on the relationship between red meat and diabetes. It was a meta-analysis. We essentially went back, we combed through the literature, we found studies that had looked at red meat and diabetes, and we pooled them together. And we found that there was a 50% increased risk with processed meat and diabetes risk. And 50% risk is a substantial increased risk. And this comes with processed meats, again, hot dogs, bacon, sausages, kielbasa, those types of foods. And the risk was still there with the unprocessed meats, but it was significantly higher with the processed meats. But the general thinking here being is that any type of red meat is going to affect your risk, or is going to increase your risk for developing one of these types of diseases.
Okay, now, so some of this risk we already know is due to saturated fat.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that four-legged animals have fat that is saturated and increases.
Yep.
Once you absorb it, it increases your lousy cholesterol.
Yep.
But that looks like it's only about 30 or 40% of the risk. Some
yep.
of the risk is due to the nitrates.
Yep.
That is, in processed meat, they put in nitrates, and so we're told to avoid that. Some of that is related to the way it's prepared, the hydrocarbons that form when you grill it.
Yep.
And we're going to tell you next week on this show what we think the majority of the risk is associated with. And actually, we may be able to tell you how to prevent that. So that's the amazing thing that has come out of this research from the Cleveland Clinic. It's embargoed till tomorrow, which means it comes out in a journal tomorrow on Sunday. So I can't tell you. We will post it on the radio.md website. The story on it on Monday, I hope, gets posted. And it'll be a big story, but it explains a lot of the risk. And what's really important is not only does it explain the risk, but it shows how you can mitigate that risk. That is in a New England Journal study that's coming out at the end of the month, I understand. But it is at least 30 or 40% of the risk from red meat you'll be able to mitigate. Doesn't mean it won't have risk. It will. But we'll be able to make it a little less by changing something pretty easy.
And so
Adam, thank you. Oh, you had to go
ahead. One last point, which to follow up on what you're saying. And the key thing here, then, is for the consumer, then, simply choosing low-fat products, low-fat red meat, does not necessarily mitigate the risk. And as you were suggesting, there's a lot. It appears that there's lots of different reasons that meat increases risk, and the healthy option is not necessarily the low-fat option.
May I ask a question, if that's okay, Doctor? I'm in media, so I think marketing plays a very big role in the choices people make in life, whatever it is. And how does somebody avoid or be discouraged with the sensory pleasures of these food items that is created by advertising and these pretty spiffy commercials, which makes this food pretty appealing?
Well, Adam is pointing at me saying, you take that one. It basically is a learned taste, and you're right, it is something that we see and thus wish. But in fact, I now, every time I've had a piece of red meat, literally a half ounce of red meat in the last, it's now 16 or 17 years since I've had red meat, it makes me sick. So if you avoid it for a period of time, it will make you sick. And the study tomorrow will explain a lot of why it makes you sick and why, in fact, I love salmon now. I get much more watery taste from looking at a salmon steak than anything else, Joe.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Mike, and we'll be back. You, the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Michael Roizen here on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth, and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.